Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus, clap for Jesus. Is worthy. Is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I hope those of you at home, you did the same. Hallelujah. God bless you all, everyone that is present online and everyone that is here. And I know that the Lord will never leave nor forsake us. He has kept us to see this day. We are going to see the end of this day and even beyond in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Has the Lord been good to you? You know, the reason why I'm here is because the Lord has been good to me. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord doesn't really require me to do anything. All I need to do is just to hearken to his word, right? Praise the Lord. And he does whatever he can do because he does everything. He can do all things. Hallelujah. He satisfies my needs. Hallelujah. According to his riches and glory, because his riches are what? Numerous. Hallelujah. So today we are going to be looking at the promise of the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 1:20. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors through him. Through Christ, we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. So today the topic is the promise of the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. Because sometimes when we are going through some problems, we might think that God has forgotten us. That the promises are. Are you sure? Praise the Lord. Are you sure? Hallelujah. But I tell you, nothing can change his word. Because his words, they are what? Yea. And amen. Praise the Lord. The amen, there's us agreeing and say confirming what he has done. Hallelujah. Amen. But the yes, there is the assurance that we have that his word will never fail. His word will never cease. Hallelujah. And he's still doing it. He will never change. The God that has not changed. The same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen. So every promise of God to Abraham came to pass. There is nothing that God told Abraham that did not come to pass. You know, God went to the extent of telling him how the children would stay in Egypt. Hallelujah. How they will stay 400 years in the wilderness. You know, how it will increase them, how kings will come out of them. And everything came to pass. Praise the Lord. Everything, there's nothing that God told him that didn't come to pass. Because our God is a God that never fails. He does not change. He's not going to say, oh, okay. I like this suit that President is wearing. And then we go back and say, I don't like it. I just said it. No. Praise the Lord. He likes it and likes it. Praise the Lord. If he says he's going to give you, he will bless your bread and water, he will definitely do it. Because that is our God. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. So the promise of God are yes and amen. The promise of God are yes means that the promise of God will surely come to pass. And we shall confirm it with our amen. Let's look at the book of Psalm 33, verse 9. Because God speaks and it is done. Whatever he speaks. So don't let people, you know, when people are saying so many things that we have in the world, that when God is not speaking, they say God is speaking. You prophesy and it doesn't come to pass. You are saying, oh, we have to believe. No, if it's God that said it, it will come to pass. That is the truth. There is no missing of words. It's a God that never changes. If he has said this is going to happen, it will happen. Praise the Lord. Except he decides to change it. That is when it will not come to pass. And he has to say it. Not we trying to say, because some people will say, oh, this person, you know, when God is not, has not told you, don't say it. Because if he has not said it, he will not back you up. That's the truth. So we have to be very careful, you know, because we are in the last days where people will say things just because they want to carry people, just because of the crowd. No. If, as God said it, and he will not do it. He says it, he will do it. Let's not bring politics or things into the word of God. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. You know, Psalm 33, verse 9 says, for he spoke and it was done. He commanded and he stood fast. He spoke and it was done. He's not going to say something and you come and change it. Because I hear people, they will prophesy and they will come and say, when it doesn't happen, everybody is expecting that that thing will happen. When it doesn't happen, they'll say, because we didn't believe it. What? Did he really tell you? Because sometimes we work on our minds. We just say what the people want to hear or what certain people want to hear. But that's not our God. Every word that is spoken, if it's not in line with his word, it's not God. Every word, if God has not spoken and you say it of your own, he will not back you up. That's just the truth. Hallelujah. It's not that we cannot prophesy. Prophecy is different. You're prophesying life into that thing. Hallelujah. But when you now say, God said that this will happen, it will happen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For he spoke and it was more done. He commanded and he stood fast. Because he is the creator of everything, whatever he says, respect his word. Whatever he says, respect him. He has no choice because he's the one in charge. He's the one that created that thing, everything on earth, anything that we see. So when he speaks, you know, it obeys. Hallelujah. So we must understand the following about God. Our God is not a man that he will lie. Praise the Lord. His promises are for us. His promises are there for us. Praise the Lord. He's a God that does not mince his words. He does not mince his word. That is our God. The Bible says his word is true. His word never lies. You know. When we look at the book of Numbers 23:19, it says, God is not a man that should lie. He will not lie. He says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should what? Repent. Had he said it, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, shall he not make it good? Praise the Lord. If he has spoken, he will make it good. Hallelujah. It does not matter the situation. He has the right. He has the authority to silence every power that wants to rage against him. Praise the Lord. Every power that wants to rage against us. Praise the Lord. Because he's the one that said, we are more than conquerors through Christ. Hallelujah. That's why when we speak in the name of Jesus, everything surrenders. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because it's through him that we are the seed of Abraham. It's through Jesus. Hallelujah. And shall he not do it? Or had he spoken? And shall he not make it good? He will definitely make it good. So do not be afraid. Praise the Lord. The Bible said the devil goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom to devour. Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's not a roaring lion. He doesn't just roar. But the devil tries to intimidate us by roaring. Praise the Lord. Roar. When he brings those problems, he's roaring to see how we are. Sometimes we tremble because we are human beings. When problems come, that is the devil, you know, roaring as if he wants to devour us. Sometimes we think that those problems will just consume us. But he's just a roaring lion. The real lion is Jesus, the lion of the tribe of Judah, that cannot be intimidated by anything, by anyone. It does not matter who the person is. It does not matter what thing it is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So we must understand that his word is what? It's true. His His word is true. It never changes. Hallelujah. Let's look at the book of Psalm 138, verse 2. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at that. Psalm. Okay. He said, I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Praise the Lord. He magnifies what? His word more than his name. That's why when we look at, you know, when we look at the book of Genesis 17 from verse 1, where he blessed Abraham, hallelujah, he blessed him. And every blessing applies to us. Hallelujah. When we look at the book of, we read about Balaam and Balak. Hallelujah. Look at that scripture. When Abraham was 90 years old and nine, Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am God. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou word perfect. He was 90 years old. So what are we saying? It does not matter what age we are. God is going to do whatever he wants to do. Hallelujah. He will do whatever he wants to do. That's why he's looking for a man that will walk before him. He will be looking for a man that will hearken unto his word. Hallelujah. He said, walk before me and be thou word perfect. Hallelujah. So our God is a true God. Everything that he told Abraham came to pass. Hallelujah. So his word is sure. Let's look at Revelation 3:7. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I want us to just know that no matter where we are more than conquerors. All we need to do is to believe him. Believe his word. Believe his promises. Believe his promises. He said, I will not die but live to declare the goodness of God. He said, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these things, saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth that no man openeth. Hallelujah. The one that opens doors, no man can shut it. Who has the rights? Who has the authority? Nobody has the authority. When God opens the door, no man can close it. When he shuts one, no man can open it. That is our God. Nobody has the authority. Nobody has the power. When God has spoken it, it will definitely come to pass. Nobody can do that. Nobody can stop it from happening because it's God. You know, that's why when he closes a door, no man can open. When he opens a door, you know, we might say, oh, how does that happen? It happens. The story of Balak and Balaam, did the Israelites know that he was going to curse them? He didn't. They didn't know that he was going to curse them. Numbers 22. Balak, the king of Moab, what did they do to him that he wants to just eliminate them? Because he knows that when God turns, you know, when God turns his words, his blessings around, that means that there is no shield, no word around them anymore. The reason why the devil has not been able to destroy us is because of the word around us by God. Because of the shield, the Lord shield us. You remember the story of Job. You know, the devil told him, because of the word that you have built around him, and God removed it. He said, touch him, but his life had not given the authority to touch. And the devil had not. He could not. There's no way we would have killed him. Praise the Lord. Because God has not given them that power. Even though he removed the wedge around him. Praise the Lord. That's what I'm telling you us today. We are more than conquerors. His blessings, they are yes and amen to us. Hallelujah. So we must continue to, you know, believe his promises concerning our lives. When we are praying, we pray concerning this promise, because that is his promise for us. Through Jesus, we are what? Seed of Abraham. So those promises apply to us. They apply to us. And they are yes for us. Why? Because they are sure for us. It is confirmed for us. Praise the Lord. Abraham enjoyed, his children enjoyed. So we bless them. And that is what is working for us today. That's the reason why we are not consumed. Hallelujah. Because his eyes are over us. Hallelujah. So we are the apple of his eyes. Anything that touches us, touches him. Praise the Lord. You must touch him first before you touch us. So why is that possible? That's why Satan told God, it's because of what he, no, he couldn't just go to him, because the man was walking according to the will of God. He was walking according to what God told Abraham. Say, walk before me and be thou word perfect. That was what Job was doing. The devil has no authority, has no right to just go and just strike him. Praise the Lord. He has no authority. Praise the Lord. So the same thing, he has no authority over us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know, let's look at this story. And Moab was, can you start from one, please? Hallelujah. He said, the children of Judah set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, the sons of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was so afraid of the people. He's already afraid. You know that sometimes people can be intimidated of you. Maybe because they've seen something. Maybe because they see you. You know, some people can see people and see that this person is going to be prosperous. This person is going to be, and, you know. Praise the Lord. And they get intimidated. It can be your office. It can be anywhere. Sometimes the devil can raise things. Hallelujah. Because the truth is, it's not the person that is fighting you that is the problem. The problem is the devil. People are used by the devil as God uses people. The devil uses people. Praise the Lord. So the devil wanted to use the king, Balaam of Moab, to change the course of their life. The blessing that God has given them, he wants to change it so that the devil will use them as what? Toss them around like football. You know, you just kick ball, but it goes anywhere. Hallelujah. Let's see what happened. And Moab was also afraid of the people because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, now shall this company lick up all that are round about us, as the oil licked up the grass of the field. Sometimes you might be in an office and somebody is already intimidated that you are there. Hallelujah. I remember when I first came to this region, I was actually working in Poughkeepsie before. And when I got there, and they introduced me, because I just started doing some the work that I was doing in a certain title. And when I came here, and the supervisor just said, can you know, help her in any way? And the lady said, yeah, the way she responded, you know, sometimes you don't need to fight any battle because God is already there fighting it for you. Praise the Lord. That was what God did in this case, because they didn't know what the plan of Bala, but God saw it. Before you see your problem, God has already seen it. Praise the Lord. So what you are seeing is just a shadow. God is bringing it to pass in the name of Jesus. The way she responded, me, I just looked at me. And the woman said, do you know who she is? We have to beg that to come from that side. We beg that to come from where she is. You know, because of the experience she has had with other people, you know, so she was already feeling, maybe this one, I don't know, you know. You know. But later, she saw me. Praise the Lord. We thank God for who we are. We thank God for, you know, I'm telling you, when people see the grace of God, in you, they don't have any choice but to succumb. Praise the Lord, to the authority of God. Hallelujah. You know, when she saw, she started, she became my friend. We had a meeting. She came to hug me, even though I didn't see her from behind. You know, God will cause you to be favored. There are some battles you don't need to fight. There are some battles you don't even need to fight it. Because God promises their what? Yes and what? Amen. And I always thank God. I say, God, I thank you because it's not me. Praise the Lord. It is God. And I want, that's why I want you to know that your battle is not just, it's not yours. Put it in the hands of God. The blessing of God, claim it. When you're praying, speak God's word. What has he said concerning that situation? What did he say concerning that situation? He said, I will bless your water and your bread. I will bless your going out and your coming in. So the devil has no right. He has no authority. He can torment. Yes, it's just like a mirage. Praise the Lord. You know, when you are traveling on the highway, very long highway, where, you know, you'll be seeing something like water. You will see, you think that there's a water, a pool of water there. But when you are going, you are not seeing water. Praise the Lord. For it's a mirage. That's what the devil used to intimidate us. We want to see, that big one. Maybe if I go, I might fall. If I drive into the thing. But that's a mirage. But when you go, that thing is not there because it is not. It is fake. Praise the Lord. So I want to let us know that the promise of God upon our life will definitely be established. Yeah. It's not for certain people. Some people might think, it's the pastors. No, everyone. We are all the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. And God will definitely, you know, cause his promises to be seen in our lives. He wants it to be seen in our lives. That's why we are children of God. Hallelujah. And what I said unto the media, now shall this company lick up all round about us, and as they us licked up the grass of the field. And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of the Moabites at that time. He sent messenger therefore unto Balaam, the son of Beor, to Bethel, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against us. Hallelujah. He said, they abide over against us. He said, come now, therefore, I pray thee, cause me these people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I want that he, go ahead, whom thou blessed is blessed, and he whom thou cursed is cursed. Praise the Lord. Thank God that he recognized that. Hallelujah. Go back to that. He said, he wants to curse the people. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me, these people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I want that he whom thou blessed is blessed, and he whom thou cursed is cursed. Praise the Lord. He recognized that whom God blesses is blessed. Praise the Lord. So that's why he even recognizes that the word of God, whatever God has said, will definitely come to pass in the life of his people. It will come to pass in the life of his children. So can you help me to curse them? Can you help me to curse them? It will not work because those are God's people. The Bible says we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. We have been called for to do what? To show for the praises of him who has called us into his word, a marvelous light. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He has not called us to suffer blow from the devil. Hallelujah. Go ahead to. And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the reward of the nation in their hand. And they came unto Balaam and spoke unto him the words of Balaam. And he said unto them, lodge here this night, and I will bring you word again, as the Lord shall speak unto me. And the princes of Moab abode with Balaam. And God came unto Balaam and said, what men are these with thee? And Balaam said unto God, Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent unto me, say, behold, there is a people who come out of Egypt, which covereth the face of the earth. Come now, curse me them. Peradventure I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. Praise the Lord. You see, he wants to change what God has said, what God has spoken. That means he wants to change their destiny. Praise the Lord. He wants to truncate their destiny. Hallelujah. The devil has no right to truncate our destiny in the name of Jesus. And God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are what? Blessed. Praise the Lord. We are what? Blessed. Do you know that the devil is jealous of you? He's jealous of me, oh, praise the Lord. He's jealous of me, I'm telling you. Because he sees the light of God in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he's jealous. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Balaam rose up in the morning and said unto the prince of Balaam, get you into your land, for the Lord refused to give me leave to go with you. Hallelujah. Just go to 14 and I will stop there. And the prince of Moab rose up and they went unto Balaam and said, Balaam refused to come with us. Praise the Lord. What is he going to do? You want to change what God has spoken. It's not possible. Because his promises, they are what? Confirmed. We are assured that if we do our part, because he's a faithful God, once we are faithful, we will enjoy it. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody you are blessed of the Lord. Tell somebody, yes, your destiny can never be truncated in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. You know, our God is in mind. Let's look at Isaiah 40 verse 8. Our God is all powerful. His word is sure. You remember when Daniel prayed, God answered, but something happened. You know, I'm going to read this before we open to the book of Daniel. Hallelujah. Daniel 10, 12 to 13. It says, the grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of our God shall what? Stand forever. It's forever settled. Hallelujah. It's settled. That's why when I go out, I'm favored. I don't need to start letting people know who I am. Praise the Lord. You know, that's one thing. I don't want to be popular. I want the glory of God to be seen inside of me. I don't want to be struggling. Oh, I want to be known. No! If the glory of God is upon you, people will know who you are. Because they are not seeing you, they are seeing the glory of God. Because the Bible said that he has called us to show forth his praise. A lot of people struggle to be popular. Why? Praise the Lord. Men may recognize you, but God, does God recognize you? The important thing is for God to know us. When God showcases you up, when God lifts you up, everyone will see you. Not just the people in your generation. From generations to come, they will know you. Because we make an impact in the world. And in the world to come, so shall it be in our lives in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of God shall stand forever. You know, musicians come, they go. No matter how popular they are, they go, they come, they go. Kings come, they go. Presidents, they come, they go. They will reign, they are very popular, yes. But Jesus, he's still the same. He's still very popular. It does not matter what people say. He's still popular. Hallelujah. Because he's still the same. He's still alive. He's not a dead God. His light is still shining through us. That's why we are what? Light of the world. Hallelujah. You know, in our Sunday school today, one of the talks was, arise and shine. For your light has come. The time for you to be seen, the time for you, you know, to be lifted is now. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us look at Daniel 10, 12 to 13. We'll just read 12 to 13. He said, Then said he unto them, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. For lo, Michael, one of the chief priests, came to help me, and I remained there with the king of Persia. You know, when Daniel prayed, some people must have laughed. What he said, look at this one. He has prayed, God has no answer. That was 21 days. So for us, it's a long time. Because we are not patient. We are human beings. We are not patient enough. When we pray, we don't see the result. We think God has forgotten. We think that his promises are no more. Praise the Lord. But his promises were definitely his word. Because what he prayed was the word of God. You know, we pray in line with the word of God. Because the Bible said the word of God is life. Hallelujah. Even though the devil tried to, you know, make sure that it doesn't go, God sent somebody, sent an angel that is more powerful. You know, the devil was an angel too. Praise the Lord. Sent an angel that is more powerful. I said, no, this prayer must go down. The blessing that I've said will go down. My son have asked, so shall it be concerning us. What is that thing that you have? What is that thing? I want us to rise up on our feet and just pray. What is that thing that you are believing God for? What is that thing that you are believing God for? Sometimes it might not just be for yourself. Sometimes it's for family. Sometimes it's for the church. What is that thing? You want to open your mouth and pray. Father, you are a true God. Your word never changes, O Lord. But I pray, Lord, even what I have spoken, my heart desire shall be established in the name of Jesus. Because my heart desire is in line with your word. Father, today, O Lord, cause that which I've asked to come to pass in my life in the name of Jesus. Begin to open your mouth and talk to God. Begin to open your mouth and thank God. Father, in the name of Jesus, you're a God that never fails. You're a God that your words, they are here and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll read Exodus 23. You can sit down, please. God bless you all. Exodus 23, verse 25. He said, I will bless your water and your bread. Praise the Lord. I will bless your water and your bread. You know, when God blesses you, no man can change that story. You know, as a child, I heard there's a story that the first child, the stepmother put something on his food because he wants his son to be the first because of inheritance purpose. And you know what? As he brought that food, he was about eating it. Guess who? The son ran to him. Ah, I'm hungry. Let me eat. He said, no, I'm hungry. Please, let me eat. Let me eat. Let me eat with you. The son was the first to take from that food. He ate it. He collapsed. And they rushed him to the hospital. And he died. Praise the Lord. God protect his own. Maybe that child wouldn't have prayed. But do you know the prayer that the parents are praying for that child? Praise the Lord. And God, we always defend our own in the name of Jesus. Josephine, I don't know what. I've seen some strange things that happen. I'll be wondering, how do people think evil of somebody else? If you are so self and I'm so self, will the world not be sweet? It will, right? You don't need to cry. You don't need to weep. I don't need to cry. I don't need to weep. I don't need to come and beg you for some. But why would you want to destroy somebody's home? That is the devil in action. Praise the Lord. We are blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
He said, and you shall serve the Lord your God. Note that serve the Lord. Continue to serve the Lord, the one that has called us, the one that we are looking up to. In everything, play your part, because the God, our God is the one, is a faithful God. And he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. He will. Hallelujah. He will take sickness away from us in the name of Jesus. I want us to read, did we read the book of Ephesians? Hallelujah. Okay, praise the Lord. I just want us to just read Isaiah 62 verse 4. We're going to read that. I don't want to take our time today. Let's just read that, then I'll conclude and we'll pray, because I have to pray. He said, thou shalt no more be tempted forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called a deceiver, and thy land builder, for the Lord delighted in thee, and thy land shall be married. Praise the Lord. Thy land shall be what? Married. Praise the Lord. We shall no longer be forsaken. Hallelujah. So in conclusion, we must wait for God's promises, because God's promises will be what? Fulfilled in our lives, no matter the circumstances that we come our way. We must learn to worship and serve God. In so doing, we strip the devil of his power. That's the truth. When you wait, when you depend, hold on to those promises, we strip the devil of his power, because he has no authority to come near us. He has no authority to change the course of God. Praise the Lord upon our lives. Let's rise on our feet, because the blessings of the Lord are ours in the name of Jesus. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him, because the Lord has blessed us. Because the Lord has blessed us. He's Alpha, He's Omega, He's the beginning and the end. Psalm 143 verse 1 to 7, just display it. Just begin to thank God, because the promises for us, they are yea and amen. Begin to thank him for those things that will be established, for those things that he has done in the past, for the promises that are still coming to pass in the name of Jesus. He said, we bless our water. He will never forsake us. He will not leave us nor forsake us. He said, we'll continually be our shepherd in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Go to 2. Hallelujah. Go to 3. No, what are you displaying? 43. Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43 from verse 1. Let's begin to pray. Let's begin to pray that the promises of God will be yes and amen in our lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just begin to thank God. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Isaiah 43. Praise the Lord. He's God. He's not a man that he should lie. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, we are going to read this scripture now. 43, 1 to 7. Hallelujah. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Amen. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt. Amen. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee.
Amen.
For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west.
Amen.
Amen. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my son from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. 7. I say, everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor in the name of Jesus. You are Alpha, you're Omega, Lord. Father, even as we have come here, Lord, we bless your name in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that we are blessed in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, from today, let your promises begin to manifest in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let it begin to manifest in our homes, in our jobs, in the church of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good. Yes. Hallelujah.